Grief has a way of transforming familiar spaces into hollow echoes of what once was. For Eric, this emptiness first arrives when his sister Jasmine leaves for the University of Michigan, taking with her the comforting sounds of piano that once filled their Skokie home. As she packs, Eric sits cross-legged on her bedroom floor, flipping through old photographs while the scent of their mother's lemongrass cooking wafts through the house. Before leaving, Jasmine extracts a promise from Eric not to tell their parents about her plans to live with her boyfriend Kevin. With his family gone to drop off Jasmine, Eric invites his best friend Daniel over. They end up on the rooftop with pizza boxes between them, gazing at stars. Daniel points out glitches in the constellations, insisting they're living in a simulation like the Matrix. "You and I are the only thing that's real," Daniel tells him, words that will haunt Eric later when their fingers accidentally touch, sending warmth through him that he keeps to himself. When Daniel unexpectedly asks if he can kiss him, Eric's heart pounds as he experiences a moment he's imagined countless times. But Daniel is gone now, not just away, but deceased. Nearly a year after Daniel's death, Eric still checks his phone expecting texts. Loss compounds upon loss when we discover that Jasmine, too, has died, though Eric initially keeps this reality at bay, imagining she's merely touring with her band in Amsterdam. How do we continue breathing when the people who gave our lives meaning no longer share the air we breathe? During a school trip to Japan, Eric gets lost in Shibuya Station, where Haru, a tall stranger with jet-black hair, rescues him from an oncoming bike. Eric follows Haru through hidden Tokyo to a nameless cafe above an antiquarian bookstore, where they sit on tatami mats drinking kuradashi tea with ice. Haru reveals his family runs a three-generation paper store in Osaka and shares handmade washi paper with Goldflex. While folding origami stars, they connect over Hal's moving castle, debating whether Calcifer or Turniphead is the true hero. At Ueno Station, Haru confesses extending their journey to spend more time together. In their hurried goodbye, the paper with Haru's phone number slips from Eric's grasp, carried away by the evening breeze. Grief-stricken after losing Daniel and Jasmine, Eric has deferred NYU film school, working catering jobs from his childhood bedroom. His filmmaker's passion has dimmed, his camera collecting dust. At Intelligentsia Coffee, once a favorite spot with Daniel, Eric spots Haru outside, unchanged since their Tokyo meeting 15 months ago. Both still wear their red string bracelets. Haru speaks of Tokyo's cherry blossoms as if he'd just left, despite it being November in Chicago. When Eric briefly retrieves Daniel's unopened final gift, Haru vanishes, only to reappear in Eric's bed the next morning. Throughout the day, Haru exhibits impossible behaviors, disappearing around corners to materialize elsewhere, becoming invisible to others, and leaving origami figures behind. At the Adler Planetarium, Haru activates the star projector without touching it. Defying physics, he floats toward the artificial stars. When Eric grabs his hand, he too is lifted, and they drift together through a purple-hued galaxy. As Eric's relationship with Haru deepens, grief fractures his perception of reality. He imagines conversations with Daniel on their old rooftop, speaks to absent Jasmine, and experiences Haru's supernatural presence, creating a relationship that blends memory with magic. These relationships exist on different planes. Daniel appears in dreams and rooftop conversations, always in his red hoodie. Jasmine manifests in empty rooms. Haru moves with otherworldly fluidity, leaving origami creatures in impossible places. "I found you anyway," Haru says at Giordano's. Their time brings joy amid grief, borrowing a midnight rowboat, dancing on Michigan Avenue as music plays from somewhere nearby. "Does it matter where the music is coming from?" Haru asks, highlighting how their connection transcends ordinary reality. As Eric begins healing, applying for scholarships, reconnecting with cousin Maya, Haru's appearances fade. When Haru returns after 3 weeks, it's to say goodbye. "I'll always be a paper flower in your life, and you deserve a real one," Some flowers need to fade so others can bloom. After Haru's departure, Eric seeks connection elsewhere, dating Christian, an actor who treats him as an exception. When this relationship ends in rejection, Eric meets Christian's friend Nick for drinks. Nick invites Eric to his townhouse, but coldly forces him out into the snow without a jacket when Eric refuses his advances. With a dead phone, Eric collapses on a park bench, ready to surrender. In this moment of crisis, Jasmine appears, not supernaturally like Haru, but as a manifestation of Eric's subconscious. Eric finally acknowledges that Jasmine is gone too. She urges him to face reality, read her letters, and continue living. Eric opens Jasmine's letters, written in anticipation of her possible death. Her keyboard recordings bring Eric and his parents together in shared grief. Writing letters to Jasmine, Kevin, and Daniel becomes essential to Eric's healing, allowing him to acknowledge his losses and begin moving forward. Throughout the novel, art serves as both escape and healing for Eric. His filmmaking passion, nurtured since he first held a camera at 12, provides continuity from before his losses to his gradual reemergence. After Daniel's death, Eric abandons his film school acceptance, his dusty camera symbolizing his grief. Jasmine becomes the catalyst for Eric's revival. Her piano compositions and self-recorded videos provide comfort and inspiration, rekindling his filmmaker's instinct. Eric begins recording spaces meaningful to Daniel and Jasmine, eventually creating a documentary of Jasmine's musical journey from her first keyboard through recitals to hospital performances. The narrative culminates with Jasmine's final message encouraging Eric to share his stories. At the Reels Fest screening, Eric finds unexpected support, including his once skeptical parents in the front row. The audience's tearful response confirms Eric's ability to transform personal grief into emotion that resonates with strangers. 2 years after confronting his losses, Eric moves to New York City for a summer internship, fulfilling the dream he once shared with Daniel. While rushing through Union Square subway station, he spots Haru through a train window and races to the next station where, miraculously, Haru waits on the platform. As they reconnect, Haru notices one of Jasmine's letters that Eric dropped, immediately recognizing the distinctive washi paper from his family store in Osaka. They realize Jasmine visited during her Japan trip, creating an unexpected connection between two people Eric loved, their stories interwoven all along. Taking this coincidence as a sign, they agree to meet for coffee. Eric feels he's received his wish from the Sensoji Temple, not for Haru's return, but for peace with whatever form their connection takes. Our healing comes not from forgetting those we've lost, but from folding them into the ongoing origami of our lives. Like origami stars, our connections guide us through our darkest nights.